The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Makia provrede aniano shakata liga brodene akasta vordania master for veniantoste. For you wear the garment of the nations. You are representing the nations. You bring the burdens of the nations. Because you want the life of my son to be campaigned on the earth. For as you stand, we stand with you. We stand with you. We stand with you. For you are not just preaching. You are raising a cry. You came with a cry. You came with a burden. You came to the campaign with a heart cry and a burden of the heart. For the life of Jesus to be expressed even all over the earth. All over the earth. All over the earth. Even in this season, we are with you to answer your heart desire. To answer your heart cry. To answer the panting of your heart. For that which we are doing is a global agenda. It's a global agenda. It's a global agenda. You brought the burden of the nations. You brought the burden of the nation to this campaign. And waters will flow to all the nations. This water will flow to all the nations. The nation will partake of these pure, crystal clear waters. They will partake of it and they will be healed. And they will be healed. Even as you stand to minister, we are with you. We are with you. Help is standing with you. Help is with you. Help is with you. To unleash the burden. To unleash the burden. Even upon hearts. Upon hearts. Upon hearts. For there are many that should join you, that should join you, even in the heart desire, in the heart cry. Many should join you. Many should be partaker of this same burden with you. And so we help you to transfer that same spirit, that same grace, even on people, on my people, on my people. Minister, even with the burden of your heart, with the burden of your heart, I put it there. I put it there. I put the burden there. I put the grace there. I put it there. I put the cry there. I put it there. I put it there for to spread upon many people. For to spread upon many people. For it is time for the life of my son to be campaigned all over the world. See the Spirit.
Amen. 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 Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for this night. Thank you, Lord, for the few minutes I have. Lord, you speak a word to your people. And a word that will echo your dream for the whole universe that you are declaring and affirming in this campaign. I ask, Lord, that it will add to the building in this campaign, that at the end, what you want to say to us as a marching army, we will hear it clearly and we will act upon it, and your kingdom will come and your will be done. I bring myself under the authority of our daddy and mommy in this house and over this commission. I ask, Lord, that through the grace that you have given them, I will minister and I will minister your heart to the people. I ask, Lord, that you use me to reach out to recesses of hearts to accelerate us in this journey. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. John 13, I had a vision, not open vision. Okay, I had a vision this afternoon while Pastor Thompson was ministering, you know. And there's a way God showed me things with numbers. And today is the fourth day of this campaign, 2025. And being the fourth day, the fourth day is actually the middle of 7 days. So we have done 3 days. We have 3 days more to go. We are in the middle. So if you're drawing a graph, we are actually at the peak of the graph. So we've done three. So now we'll start. We're at the middle. So we'll do the remaining three from tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the remaining three. So he gave me that graphical picture. And then he showed me that we are at the top. And he gave me as a graph, as a curve, you know, that we're at the top the fourth day. And we have climbed. And we are going to ascend. So I was like, wow, what does ascension mean? And he said, well, I want to talk to you about break. Brick and mortar. Do you understand? Amen. Break. Yes. B-R-E-A-K. Biriki in Hausa. Break. If you are going uphill, you know, you don't really need the break much. You know, you need to fire, accelerate so that you will go uphill. But when you reach the top, when you are going down, that's when you need brake. If your brake is faulty, you're going to have problem. If your brake, because when you are descending, that's where, if you don't get brake, chicken, you free fall, you go. You know, the highest plateau in Nigeria, you know, is in my zone, it's in the north. The second highest is in the plateau. You know, the first one is in Taraba State, in my zone, real northeast. It's in Taraba State, the Sardauna region that span through Cross River, you know, the Obudu Hill axis there. It's in northeast, the highest in Nigeria. They used to have snow. It's in Taraba State. You know, if you've been there, you know, it's something else. It's the highest in Nigeria. And the closest to it is the one in Plateau, is the second. So if you are going to Jos, you know, there's a place they call Hawan Kibo. If you are going up, you know, it's very easy. If you are going, it's much easier. But if you are coming out of Jos, coming towards Nasarawa State, going to Abuja, is actually a slope. And you need break. He said what he wants me to share in a few minutes, that's actually like a break in our journey. You know, these remaining days is like a break. But I don't know how he's going to do it. But he said, these remaining 3 days, we are going to experience something that you just need to tighten your seatbelt. And while he showed me this, I just opened my eyes and I saw the backdrop. And I saw the picture, they are descending. And he said, this is where you are. Said they are descending. He said, this is where you are. Exactly. Wow. John chapter 13. I'll read 15 verses. Verses 1 to 15. Now, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, verse 2, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, verse 4, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Verse 8. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Verse 9. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head, etc. Verse 10. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needed not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Amen. 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 From the context of where I read, you know, I know a lot of us are familiar with this terrain of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And we even have some of our brethren who have whole services dedicated to feet washing. They wash feet. And they experience tremendous miracles, signs and wonders in their feet washing services. You know, great things happen. I don't want to go into the details of that. Why, how, I don't know. But they practice this. And quite wonderful things happen, healing that you cannot dispute in certain quarters, you know, certain miracles through that feet washing, you know, services that you can argue it has happened and it's real, it has happened. So great and marvelous it is. And that shows me that this feet washing thing is not a small thing. From even the practices that we have seen in among some of our brethren, you know, that it is a serious thing. If the Lord will permit, you know, such miracles to take place in that, I know that it's a greater miracle than just people, you know, having financial breakthroughs, having, you know, babies, you know, having jobs through feet washing. There's something greater than that that Jesus has hidden in this feet washing. And I've had also, you know, occasion where we have learned from leadership, servant, leader theories about whosoever will be the leader or the master or the head is supposed to be the servant. And it's a great example of a servant leader, because I, as your master, you call me master, yes, but I wash your own feet. So that means I am not just a leader. I am a servant. So I'm a servant leader. And great teachings have come from this particular text, you know, of scripture, which is correct, you know, because I'm still going to make reference to some of the things that Jesus did, you know, physically speaking, you know, that it looks like just a normal gesticulation of things he has done, but it's actually an exemplary life he showed about how to be a leader and a great leader. But beyond that, there was something that caught my attention. Verse 8. In verse 7, you know, from verse 6, you know, when he started washing from verse 6, he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, does thou wash my feet? Are you going to wash my feet? Me, I like Peter. I don't know about you, but a lot of people have their own thinking about him. But Peter has said so many things that without this kind of question, we wouldn't have known certain things. You know, he asked, he said, are you going to wash my feet? And verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, what I am doing, you do not know it now, but hereafter you will know it. Now, verse 8 caught my attention. Peter said unto him in verse 8, he said, thou shalt never, never wash my feet. And Jesus answering that question or that response of Peter, because Jesus said, I'm going to wash. Because Jesus was watching. I don't know how many people Jesus washed their feet before getting to Peter. Peter was just watching, was watching. When he got to him, he said, wait, sir, you mean you are going to wash my feet? He said, yes. He said, me or you can wash their feet, but my own. No, you can never wash my own feet. And Jesus' answer is actually what I want to share tonight. Jesus said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. The theme of this campaign is the faithful and the true witness. And if you are just a passerby or people who are used to certain theme, you know, of meetings, you know, it looks from the context, it looks as if we're coming to eulogize, clap for Jesus, you know, to the unlearned, you know, to say, wow, this is the faithful and the true witness. But in this community, we're familiar with themes like this, that when you see the true Jesus introducing himself, I am the Amen, the faithful and the true witness. Now, that declaration was not just a declaration to say, this is who I am. Mm-mm. This is who I have become so that you will become. So, in as much as he said, I am the Amen, what he's saying is that you, what I have become, I want you to journey to the place where you will also become the Amen. 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 The matter of feet washing, Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you will not become what I have become. No, you didn't hear me. Forget about I am the Amen. Forget about I am the faithful. Forget about that I am the true witness. If I don't wash your feet, forget it. You will have no part with me. You cannot sit with me. You cannot become what I become. And that makes me, actually, it sends goose pimples on me that the matter of feet washing is so important that if you neglect it, you are not going to be a partaker of what Jesus has become. Not only the miracles that we can get, that can be gotten in our brethren, you know, that wash feet physically, I don't know whether it's an ordinance or as a service, and they have obtained tangible miracles, but there is the miracle of the miracle. And this is having part with me. Is the one that is above any miracle, because I have watched feet washing services, but I have not seen an emphasis that, because you can get miracles, you can obtain things, tangible, temporal things, but coming to say you are going to be a partaker with me through feet washing, by washing feet, I have not had that so much. That if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you come from a desert area, I know here, you know, you may not have much of the dust on the ground, you know, but maybe if you, I was telling Pastor Dixon this evening that we're coming, it was raining. I say, hey, where you see rain from Bauchi in March? Rain? That means you people, you can go out with your shoe, you don't have dust. We go out with two handkerchiefs, one for your face, the other one for your shoe. So, when you want to clean your shoe, you check very well which of the handkerchiefs you are bringing out. Anybody bear witness? Okay, you don't know that one, yeah. Because you don't have it. So we carry two handkerchiefs. If you check Bauchi person, you see one handkerchief, one here. One is brown, the other one is white. Because of dust. Because our rain starts. You know, Pastor, you've been to Gombe in May. No rain. Mema. Pastor Tosin, you were there last year. It cannot maybe rain once in a week, the whole of the week, maybe once. And it will go. When it goes, Kumaba, the kind of iska, the kind of breeze that will come, you know, It will clear every cloud. Tell you it's not time for rain. Till around end of June. No. So we are closer to the Eastern Bloc, to the Middle East. And that was where Jesus was. We are much closer, you know. Much closer. I don't know if I'm correct, you know, that way. You know. When they walk out like this, they carry dust. So it was customary for them. When you enter their houses, you wash your legs, your dusty legs. In John chapter 2, the miracle of turning water into wine. The water pots were actually water pots for washing feet. They were not for Coca-Cola. They were for feet washing. So they understood that concept that it has to do with the terrain. That when you walk out, you carry dust. That anytime you try to walk, you carry dust. You carry dust. You carry dust. So the essence of feet washing is actually to remove dust. As long as dust clings to you, you will be decelerated in your journey. You will be engaged in certain battles that are not your own. You will be distracted fighting battles that you ought not to be fighting. You have a particular warfare to fight. And feet washing gives you the pedestal to be able to walk and walk properly. In my village, in my village, because of waka, in dust. I don't know about your villages here. Waka, the legs used to crack. It will even bleed. And after some time, some of them will have sores that will grow into some incurable ulcers. And God help me, I have watched some family members whose legs have to be amputated because of that kind of crack, got infected, and their legs have to be removed. So they are movement has been cut down. But as we are growing up, I don't know, do you know there is this black stone that have holes? I'm a village boy. So when you go to the bathroom, you know, you bend down, you put soap, and they will scrub it with that black stone. When they scrub it, they remove some layer because that walking actually allow some layers to dry up because you're supposed to be oil. You're supposed to wash and be oil. Oh, time fails me. The essence of the dust is actually to get to your blood vessel and infect you. Jesus said, see, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you'll be limited in your journey of becoming the faithful and the true witness. Forget about that one. If you don't wash your feet, because you will get infected on the way if you are gathering dust and you don't know the technology of feet washing. And you're just busy walking, busy. Check your foot. You can gather it and you might not even be conscious that you have gathered it. It's dust. It's dust. So feet washing is to take care of the dust on the legs. So the Jewish people know that one very well. So they keep water pots to wash feet. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, God cursed the serpent and he said, dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. Dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. Dust is the food of the serpent. Anytime there is dust around you, it actually attracts the serpent to his food. And the serpent comes to feed. And that takes me back to Jesus' answer to Peter. Because Peter said, if I have no part with you, not only leg, wash hand, wash head. And I wanted always, anytime I read that place, I will add, not only daily, but three times in a day. Wash everything. And Jesus said, see, no. We don't do that. Here, you have been washed. And that actually debunked the theory that this feet washing is getting born again. He's talking to saints. He said, the only thing you need is safe to wash your feet, because your feet has to do with your journey of becoming. And that talks about salvation process of the soul. That the soul goes through the process of salvation. Pastor said something this afternoon. He said, for you, and Daddy started it yesterday. Daddy said it yesterday at morning session, you know, into afternoon. That for you to be faithful, you have to be true. You heard that one? Pastor repeated it today. Then Pastor now still said, for you to be true, you have to be faithful. And it looks as if that's what they call in Hausa, Rawan Emata. Rawan Emata is a girl's dance. So that's how they put it in Hausa. Rawan Emata, Ahigaba, Ahibaya, Ahigaba, Ahibaya. You understand? To and fro, to and fro. So it's as if he said it like this, then he came back again. And then he took time to labor this morning, which I'm just preparing the way. That for you to be true, you need to be faithful in little matters. There is a need for you to be tried. There is a need for you. They need to check you out in detail. They want to check you not just when you enter. You know, when somebody enter, the first thing that you come in contact with is his face. But in this journey, they said, we want to start from your leg. Because it matters to us. We want to check, how is your leg? It carried dust. Go out. You don't belong to us. You carry Satan food. You carry Satan food. You know, there's this morning devotion, you know, going on in Love Seal, you know, the armor of light, you know. And Pastor made a statement last week, and it never left me till today. He said, some of us, our temptation, our trial, is not in bigger things that we have walked and journeyed. We have advanced in our charity work. We have gotten to a place that our charity work is now the hindrance, that our pride is actually in our charity work. I just went flat. That this one is not talking to fornicators, adulterers. Your own is even your charity work. Nadost. That you now, what you take pride is in your charity work. God bless you. Don't you see how we love? Even when they revile me, I revile not. He said, you need more light. You need more light. You need more feet washing. Because these are the things that cling to the feet. Supper being ended, Jesus rose up. And the first thing he did was to remove his garment. He removed his garment. He removed his garment. And I see this as a call to our company. Mommy, thank you so much this morning. Mommy, you don't understand when I was thanking you after the morning session. That our own, God wants to talk to us about certain garments. Yesterday when Daddy was reading, fine linen, white and clean. It is supposed to slay you. It is supposed, if when you see it, you're supposed to fear it. You're supposed to fear it. If you don't fear it, it makes you raise shoulder. Ha! We are the ones that are coming in fine linen, white and clean. Others, they will just sit beside. Somebody, you know, said something that I just have to call him aside. He said, by the time we enter the kingdom, we sit on the throne. You come, you're sitting on the floor. We tell you, see, you didn't know when we were. But now we are on the throne. I say, Kay, come. There's a garment that you need to remove. I say, you know, go smell throne. People will go sit for throne. No, their eye know their garment. The putting on of the garment is actually a prerogative of him that sit upon the throne. When he scans you, then there's a food garment. If there's any garment that, now, you know, sit down for throne, but you are seeing garment. He said he lay aside his garment. He put it aside. Secondly, he carried a towel and tie his waist. And I know we're familiar with, guard the loins of your mind. He carried towel, guard his loins. Then he himself went and fetched water. He fetched water. And that's the exemplary leadership that I said. It's still not negating that teaching. He fetched water. He fetched the water. Then he came, he knelt down. And he used the towel that tied his loins. That means he put himself in one place. He's not scattered. Gather himself in one place. Tie himself in one place. And begin to serve. Wash their feet. And this is the example he left behind. And the example is that I will bring my church to a state where it is spotless, without wrinkle, without any blemish or any such thing, by the washing of the water by the word. While we war in the place of hearing and obeying, it's because we want our feet to stay washed. If your feet stayed washed, then your journey is going to be a successful journey. No infection. Your leg will be in place. And when they sample you, no dust. No dust means you will enter. You will say like Jesus in John 14:30. He said, the prince of this world cometh, and he finds no dust around me. Because it's dust, that nothing, not dust. It's dust that attracts him. Laying aside all malice, evil speaking, hypocrisy, guile, lay it aside. I saw Pastor Tosin last night battling throughout his message. My hands were like this. You know, because things that ought not to be mentioned once among saints, Pastor, we're struggling to instruct. I don't want to say church people, because church members, I think there's nothing like church member. People who are saints, to tell them, this is what God is saying. And I, as your pastor, I'm saying that this is evil for you. The person will tell you that God told me. Now, I told them, but I said, anytime you come to me and you say, God told me, I'll tell you, go. Because you and dust, you are Hassan and Husseini. Because you come and said, God told me to do this. I told. What do you want me to tell you? I should tell you that you should go and advise God. That we have discussed in this church and we found out that what God told you is not correct. I said, who am I? So if God told you, you don't need to come to me to ask me for anything. Go and implement it. It's because things have been turned upside down. My prayer is we will align. From this campaign. Because we're going to hear so many, I don't know, pastor tried to go back yesterday, but you couldn't. He stayed on that disciple. On that disciple. On that disciple. Because we need to hear. In fact, as he was going, in fact, when he was calling people to come out, I said, Toh, this place no go feed do. And at the end, they said, everybody should kneel down. In my heart, I was like, if I go and kneel down, and they will say, Reverend, come and sit down. Amen. 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 A lot of people want to be preachers. Daddy has said it over and over from January till this campaign, that not raising ministers, but raising witnesses. And Pastor told us last night, he said, just be witness of charity, faith, hope. Just be witness of that one. Forget about the big one. Just be witness of these ones. Just be witness of the six foundational principles of the doctrine of Christ. Be a witness of repentance from dead works. If you are a witness of that, we are ready to make a move. May Christ continue his work. Amen. In this campaign and beyond this campaign, that will not be carried away with so much being busy that we carry dust. You know, reputation is not bad. Amen. 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 God told somebody to go and tell his wife that he is sorry. And the person went. Because I wanted to raise my hand. And he went and said that if you forgive, God will forgive you. And he came back and God said, that's not what I told you. Now I want to talk to everybody. Is that okay? Is that okay? That one too is dust. Amen. Amen. It's my prayer that no single dust will remain. That henceforth, because the judgment of this world is come, henceforth the prince of this world, when he show up, this company, there will be no dust. Amen. No, there will be no dust, because feet would have been washed by the water that is coming our way. Can we respond to the Lord in prayers? Can we respond? Father, I know I have journeyed. I have journeyed for years. But Lord, where I stand, it says, examine yourselves. We need more light. We need to put on light so that it will expose darkness. Expose corruption. One of the ways to weaken and expire corruption is to expose it by light. We're asking for light. Expose it so that we'll be washed. So that we'll be washed. The work they want to do in our lives to conform and look like him and take on his likeness, we will take beyond this campaign. It will be a shout resounding to the ends of the world. They will come, they will appear without guile, without spot, no speckle of dust on them.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.